us, and we have you and Severin discussion. Time for the big deals, the big information of the day coming your way on the Good Day program, courtesy of me. Not my information. Information that has been gleaned by gentlemen such as Ken Kessler, who's here to monitor the Facebook input, social media, Twitter account. We send pictures on Instagram, I guess, or Pinterest, right? Do we get pictures much from people? Who sends us pictures?
We don't get a lot of pictures. I posted something on Facebook this morning, since Halloween's next week, to see if people dress up their pets, and hopefully we'll get some pictures there.
Sounds like you need to get a life. All right, so pictures of pets. Actually, people love that stuff, so that's good. Meanwhile, another day later, or another day, another day, another problem, except we don't know very much about the shooting at that middle school in Nevada. The name of the 12-year-old shooter has not been released. Speculation is the gun belonged to the child's parents. Shooting took place outside on the school playground and on the basketball court just before school had started. Shot one student in the shoulder and then was approached by a math teacher named Mike Lansbury. While the teacher talked to him, most of the other students were able to run away, and then he shot the teacher and another student before he turned the gun on himself. 12 years old. How did he learn to be this angry? How did he understand? Do you think that the 12-year-olds in our world are aware of all of the things that have happened before? Do you think they know about Newtown? Do you think they know about Aurora? Do you think they know about other places where these things have taken place? Of course they do. Of course they do. They all have their... At 12, doesn't everybody usually have an iPhone or something that it's equivalent? Isn't there a way for people to be just looking and seeing? It's hard for people. We all talk about how wonderful... Don't you... Do you ever remember saying or having somebody say to your hearing, oh, there's Johnny. Look at how mature he is. Isn't it wonderful that he's grown up so fast? It's usually not wonderful that people grow up so fast. In this circumstance, for sure, at 12 years old, having the presence of mind, if he was being bullied, which is another part of the speculation, and knowing where the gun was at home, knowing that other people have done the same thing, and knowing to turn the gun on himself. That's something that's pretty startling. One of the students who fled when the teacher was shot says that he heard the shooter screaming, why are you laughing at me? Why are you doing this to me? Two wounded students are okay. Stable condition. Okay, so if you count back to how many of these incidents there has been, the fifth time there's been gun violence in a school since last December, when it started sort of, at least this round of them, in Newtown, Connecticut. What do you say about that? You started to say something.
No, just wow, it's hard to believe.
888-302-3684 is unbelievable, and as was pointed out by somebody yesterday, we are supposed to be, or at least many people who are Americans, think we are the most modern, progressive, and yet when you compare this sort of thing to what goes on in other countries, other parts of the world, this stuff doesn't go on. It's much more violent, though, in places like Africa. Do we want to be in the same league as many of these African nations, where the tribes chop each other up with the machetes? Is that where that's... I mean, you look at the economy, do you understand there are many things about our country that are oxymoronic? There are so many contrasts. Well, it's very healthy to have a diverse society. This is not healthy. This is not about a healthy society. Healthy societies don't go around with 12-year-olds shooting up playgrounds at schools. There's nothing healthy about that. Nothing. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. I was just looking at an email that's coming. We got a lot more email, and I like that. Keep it coming. What did I just say? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. And we monitor a lot of talk radio programs, and we also are listening and watching what's on the news talk television stations. I've slowed right down because I would like for us to think about, you know, there's all the politics of the Affordable Health Care Act and that conversation. There's the usual political stuff. The president, we like him. The president, we don't like him. The government shutdown. All the things we've been talking about. What do they matter? If we have a society that allows this sort of thing, what do all these other things matter? If we have, and we are, we're allowing, we're encouraging this. Otherwise, this young person would not have known to do what he did. He has obviously seen, heard, senses that the, you know, the essence of how you take care of this problem if you're being bullied is to get a gun and shoot people. That's what he's learned. We don't figure these things out on our own. We see and parrot what other people do. That's the way psychology works. You hear something, read something, watch something. So is the news media and social media to blame for this? Fixing all the blame doesn't fix the problem. What is the problem? 888-302-3684. Has anybody examined that? Anything you've listened to, Ken? What is the problem?
No. A lot of it, you hear the same kind of stuff. In fact, Karen makes a comment on Twitter. A lot of people are talking about arming teachers would solve some of this. And she says, people keep saying arm the teachers. Would a teacher be mentally and emotionally prepared to shoot a 12-year-old?
Yep. Uh-huh. That's the question, one of many. Wednesday, October 23rd is upon us, 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, good day. Not much good in this, but it is something to discuss, 14 after the hour.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, beaches a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So, yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
Office Max business tip of the day. According to a survey by the National Small Business Association, nearly half of all small businesses have been victims of cyber attacks. By storing your business data on the cloud, your sensitive information can be protected with a secured platform, boost productivity with anytime, anywhere access, and reduce hardware, paperwork, and management costs. This tip was brought to your business by the new Office Max Services Center.
Get it started. I own a pop stand. Actually, two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand. Not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping. Let's get it
started. This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 17 after the hour, and the focus here on the shooting at the school in Nevada. As you look around at some of the headlines today, I find it interesting to see a story, a headline from CNN News, spanking makes your children worse. Aha. That'd be something to explore and put it in. But what sort of discipline, what kind of family did this kid come from? Is there more information about that? Here's, if we don't know what his name is, not likely to know much about his family. Here's host Pat Walsh talking about the increasing frequency of school shootings.
This just happened so often over the last decade, let's say, maybe longer than that. But it just seems like it's more and more and more and more that, you know, hey, listen, we're just doing a little radio show here. We can't save the world. But you know what? It's your opinions that actually count to where we can find something. Find any kind of a solution to this tragedy, to these tragedies, to avert these kind of things, keep them from happening. And it's just very difficult to come up with it. I mean, you know, are metal detectors the answer? Private schools where they hire security officers. I mean, you know, you can put a security guard there. You can put, you know, you can put a metal detector. But some of these schools are so spread out. There's so many ways. There's so much access. If there's a buzzer, heck, you know, if you're a little kid, someone buzzes it, you know, even a little kid could open the door for someone who is in this state of mind, who is disturbed and wants to take it out on everyone else, on all the innocent people. Don's in North Highlands.
My question is, how come all these incidents always seem to happen in public schools? Now, my kids grew up they went to parochial school. I'm not religious, but they grew up there and went there because of my wife. There's no military school incidents. There's no, you know, other incidents of violence in any of these schools where the teachers and the administrators have total control and demand respect of the children.
Well, why does that happen in a public school? I really don't know, other than to say that it's become such a secular world. And I mean, listen, you don't have to be religious, but
no, exactly.
I don't know how to answer that question. I mean, I wish I did. Why does it happen in public schools? I have no answer. No clue. I don't even know what to say to that.
I know, Pat. I mean, it's to the point where the teachers and the administrators have absolutely no control over the behavior of the children. And if they got back to the old days when we went to school, when the teachers and the principal had control over the children, a lot of this stuff would not happen.
I can say something that'll probably rile up a bunch of people, but it's just my opinion. But nowadays, you know, when a kid gets out of line, we're so politically correct, Don, that now we're going to give them a timeout. And maybe this is what people do, and maybe it works for them, but we're going to give them a timeout. If you dare lay your hand on a child, you spank them the way that I was brought up. And let me tell you something, I never felt like I was being beat down by my parents. When I deserved a spanking, I knew I deserved it. I knew it. There was no, and you know what? I didn't do it again. Maybe the timeouts aren't working.
What works? How do you discipline your children? Are you influenced by what other people tell you or what you may have read or heard about things like spanking? And is that a play here in this discussion? 888-302-3684 and good day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Somebody must have kept you around, so
ain't that right?
Tell me why you wanna lay there, reveling in your revenge.
During this program, I'd like to focus on a little bit of contemporary music, or music that has some meaning, that is connected to something like The Voice, which is a sort of cult favorite on television, that pits two members of a team. There are four judges, therefore four teams, and one of them is helmed by a fellow named CeeLo Green. This comes from his team, Johnny Gray, the song does. Sean Smith singing the opening to The Voice last night called Refugee. I think we know this song pretty well, Kenny, don't we?
Yeah, classic Tom Petty song.
Tom Petty, yes. All right, so we are 25 after the hour. We're distracted a little bit from some of the issues. 888-302-3684. We're discussing the situation in Nevada. Here's host Paul W. Smith with ABC's Tom Rivers about there may be some... I think I have the wrong... Do I have the wrong information here on this? Let's do cut to 268, Michael. From Charleston, South Carolina, host Tara Sevilius talking about whether it's time to have armed people at our schools.
The teacher who stopped it was a former Marine.
That teacher was 45-year-old Michael Lansbury, a beloved math teacher and a former Marine who also served two tours in Afghanistan with the Nevada National Guard. Witnesses say after the first shot was fired, Lansbury rushed the shooter and tried to grab his gun.
That's ABC. Can you imagine tours of duty? You come out alive only to die at the hands of a middle schooler with a gun? And at some point, we're going to have to start arming these teachers with something. I mean, even if it's just a stun gun. It's getting to that point, and I'm not the only one saying this. This is a shocker. Yesterday, from Interpol, the head of Interpol said, the Secretary General, that we're at the point now after what happened in Nairobi, Kenya, you know, with the whole mall attack, the people in democratic societies, be that Europe or the United States of America, are going to have to make a decision. We're either going to have to arm ourselves if we're going to go to soft target places like malls, because these attacks are going to start happening, malls and schools and stuff like that, or we're going to have to fortify them. And by that, he means put barriers up, armed guards, whole nine yards. Well, that's obviously impractical, but he's saying, you know, this we're at the point now with terrorism that is the case. You know, I would almost say we're at the point now with school shootings that's the case. You know, are we going to be sitting ducks? Are we going to face the reality that we need to start arming people at public places like malls letting people carry their guns into malls, into schools, arming teachers, doing things like that.
All right. So if that's the case, we're a gone society. Gone. Police talking about the 12-year-old shooting suspect at the Nevada middle school. The boy allegedly brought the gun from home. The basketball court outside is where the shooting took place. Sparks Middle School. Math teacher's name, Michael Lansbury. People talking about him as a hero, and he was making a big deal out of the fact that he was a member of the, he was a Marine, former Marine member of the Nevada Air National Guard. And if he'd have had a gun, he could have shot the 12-year-old. Okay, who thinks teachers ought to have guns to shoot 12-year-olds? All right, in this case, maybe it would have saved the lives and the injuries of the others. What teacher do you know? Think back on your days in elementary school and middle school, even high school. Maybe more appropriate for thinking about this because this was a middle school student. What teacher can you remember would have the cojones to shoot a student? Know anybody that could have done that? What
I don't.
Female teacher or male teacher? Who do you know that would have shot a student? It's 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is journalist and best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell. His newest book is David and Goliath. Malcolm Gladwell.
David and Goliath has a chapter in which I look at the question of should you go to the best school you can get into? And I was particularly interested in students who are interested in pursuing a degree in science or math because we have a problem in this country producing enough graduates in that area. And if you look at all of the kind of scientific, psychological data on this, what it says is it is not the case that every student is best off at the best possible school, that there are profoundly serious consequences to being in the bottom half of a class. In other words, to a student engaged in a difficult academic pursuit, their relative standing, in other words, how they feel relative to their classmates, matters more than their absolute standing. So to be in the bottom half of your class at Harvard makes that student feel dumb, even though they're at Harvard. Right? And we have beautiful data on this, that even at the finest schools in the country, the kids in the bottom half of the class are dropping out of science and math in droves, even though these are kids with stratospheric IQs and brilliant academic pasts in high school. Why? Because they go to the best school they can, and they're not in the top half, and they feel dumb. It's a tragic, tragic story. And we never talk about the dark side of places like elite schools.
Malcolm Gladwell, author of the new book, David and Goliath. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is a serious overview of what's going on. Hopefully you can twist and turn around some of this information and make it a good day for you, learning our lessons. That's what this is about. Are we learning our lessons when it comes to things like the shooting at the Nevada school? One would say no is the answer to that question. Further lessons being learned by the continuing discussion on lots of the News Talk Radio programs. The hosts, the stations seem to be really focused on the Affordable Health Care Act, the changes in how you get health care. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. This is Sanjay Gupta. He's a doctor, right, Kenny? Isn't Sanjay Gupta a doctor?
Yes, he is.
He's the health specialist on CNN. Here he talks to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. I made a mistake yesterday. I think I said that she was gone to run the California public school system, public higher education system. That was not her. That was Napolitano. So Sebelius is still there. A lot of people think she should be fired because she was supposedly at the helm of all of this. Well, let's find out what Sanjay Gupta got out of Ms. Sebelius.
I want to talk about this website and ask specifically, what is wrong with it?
Well, I think what we know is that we had an enormous volume, and the volume both caused some issues to show up and exposed some additional issues. People can't get through it as quickly as possible. We can't get the volume through, although people are getting through every day. So we're not at all satisfied with the workings of the website. We want it to be smooth and easy and let consumers compare plans and choose a plan that's good for themselves and their family, and that's what I'm focused on.
Is it, so this was a volume problem?
Well, I think volume was extremely high, which is good news. We've had nearly 20 million people visit the website in the first 3 weeks, and that shows, I think, the pent-up interest that people have in affordable, available health coverage. But I would say volume caused some problems, but it also exposed some additional problems. And so we're working hard to make sure that people can go on the site, find the plans they want, make good decisions for themselves and their families.
You know, according to congressional investigators, just weeks before the launch, about two-thirds of insurers had some concerns, specific concerns that the website would not be ready. Just days before the launch, a test was conducted, and the website crashed with just a few hundred users at that time. How was the decision made to still go forward?
Well, Sanjay, There are people in this country who have waited decades for affordable health coverage for themselves and their families. I see them all over the country. You probably saw them on your recent bus tour, people who are so eager for this to happen. And what's clear is we have a product. The product really works. We have created a market where there wasn't a market. People have competitive private plans at affordable prices. They have the advantage, if they don't have employer paying a share of their coverage, they are going to have some tax help paying a share of their coverage. So waiting is not really an option. People can sign up on the website, at the call center, in person. We have people signing up each and every day. We just want to make sure that the website works smoothly for everybody.
The president did say that he was angry about this. I mean, do you know when he first knew that there was a problem?
Well, I think it became clear fairly early on, the first couple of days.
Not before October 1st, there was no concern at that point either in the White House or at HHS?
I think that we talked about having testing going forward, and if we had an ideal situation and could have built a product in, you know, a five-year period of time, we probably would have taken 5 years, but we didn't have 5 years, and certainly Americans who rely on health coverage didn't have 5 years for us to wait. We wanted to make sure we made good on this final implementation of the law. And again, people can sign up. Call center is open for business. We've had 1,100,000 calls. We've had 19 million people visit the website. 500,000 accounts created, and people are shopping every day. So people are signing up. And there's help in neighborhoods around the country that people can have a one-on-one visit with a trained navigator and figure out how to sign up. So people are able to sign up.
I need a trained dog. That's what her response is. The offensiveness of the answer to the question, the offensiveness of the whole presentation, that was Kathleen Sebelius, who's the Health and Human Services Secretary. She's even beginning to sound like President Obama. The way her cadence, you notice that, Kenny? The way they sound, they all begin to sound like robots, automatons. And the answers, or a lack of answers, or phoniness there. Is there a need for better health coverage? Yes. Is there a need for people, all people in a society like ours, to have access to good, affordable health care? Yep. But how do you get there? That's where the political foolishness and shenanigans come in. 888-302-3684. So now the administration has come up with somebody to lead the so-called tech surge to fix the problem. She said if we'd had 5 years, we'd have been able to do this. How many people in the private sector have come up with a website? Granted, a lot of people are going to use this. But how many businesses that have frequently visited websites, you think it's taken them 5 years to figure out how to do it? Hopefully. You realize think about how that sounded, Kenny.
Yeah. Well, so many of these people are just so out of touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't get it. And, you know, it would have gone a long way, I think, not with everyone, but with a lot of people, if the president had come out and said, we screwed up.
Yeah.
We made a mistake.
No, they can't admit that.
And I'm sorry, but we're going to do everything we can to fix it. If he had said that, everybody wouldn't be happy, but a lot of people would. That's something you can understand.
Yeah. Well, they're too smug in their own. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This whole thing, it's so much arrogance.
Yeah. It is, and they just reek of it. So they've hired this guy, Jeffrey Zients, Z-I-N-T-S, or Zients, is that how you pronounce his name? A management consultant, sort of a troubleshooter. He was already going to take over as the chief White House economic advisor. He's going to manage the efforts from now until the first of the year to resolve these failures. And so he's recruiting experts and specialists. Why didn't they do that before? Do you people not think about anything?
Yeah.
In planning, you listen to Schmarmy Jay Carney when the questions came from the reporters, and he talked about how they had to do this hastily. What kind of what are you talking about? Had to do it hastily. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to implement. Or the other side of it is, how many years ago was the bill passed? Two? Was it 2 years ago this thing was passed?
It was three, wasn't it?
Maybe three, yeah. So you can't do this in 3 years? garbage. There's another word for it. It begins with a B, and there's an S in it, and a T, and there's an I, and a couple of other things. 888-302-3684. Easy for us to be critical. Well, they've left themselves a target to be criticized. All right, here's host Tony Cruz with Howard Arnstein from CBS about the comments the president made with regard to the website.
The president says he's madder than anybody about this rollout of the Affordable Care Act, specifically when it comes to the website, at least yesterday. So what's he doing about it?
Well, they called in Verizon, believe it or not. According to USA Today, they've brought Verizon in, technicians and computer people from Verizon who know how these things are supposed to work, to try to fix the website. It's had numerous problems. Not as many people are signing up as they would like because it's the process has been so difficult. People are calling the rollout of Obamacare a disaster, a fiasco. The president thought yesterday that he had to get out in front of this, but the reviews of his speech haven't been that terrific, I gotta tell you. I mean, I'm reading a column in the Washington Post where Dana Milbank calls it a desperate sales pitch, something like somebody on TV trying to sell a Ginzu knife.
And yet there are those critics who also say, look, this is just the beginning of something that's a tough process, a tough road. It probably won't even be completed for another year as far as signups and everything else, but yet it is the law of the land. Why didn't the president go ahead and delay for the individual mandate as he did for business mandates with the same kind of issues that the businesses were saying they were facing?
Well, I bet there are some people that are thinking that same thing right now. Why didn't we delay this for a couple of months and get this ready? The reports that we're reading show that the site wasn't tested adequately. It didn't have proper functioning software. The data that's being reported from people who do managed to get through to the insurance companies is coming up with mistakes and problems, all kinds of things that are not going properly with this thing. And somebody yesterday suggested, well, you should shut it down and start over. That the administration can't really do that right now because they're trying to push this, which is what President Obama considers one of the finest accomplishments of his administration. So they're going through with it. There is a real fail over the next month or two, I think it's going to happen. The deadlines are approaching over the next couple of months.
888-302-3684. So how much is it going to cost you? Some people, like Ken Kessler here, paying less. Do you need to do anything if you already have health insurance? Some of the questions, if you have insurance already, what do you do? You had none on you. Your wife had some, though, Kenny, right? That was the reason for all of you. Do you have to go to the website to start? Now you can use the phone. Imagine somebody told us that they were on the phone the first day or two and the person said, this is a mess, call back later.
Yeah.
No, Lisa, you should tell me Lisa, your wife.
Yeah.
Had that experience, yeah. 888-302-3684. 16 before the hour. It's Doug Steffens. Good day.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon. Unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
We've all experienced it.
That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Want an easy-to-install floor and an easy-to-save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators, because we've got all easy-click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get easy-click hardwood, easy-click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big-box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale and get special financing. Better get clicking. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
The Next Half and Good Day program, we're continuing our focus. We'll take some of your calls in a few moments on the situation with the healthcare website especially. Here's host Dave Ross talking to Michael Marchand from the Healthcare Benefit Exchange in Washington about the increasing number of successful signups from the Affordable Healthcare Act.
People, thousands of them, have managed to figure it out.
Nearly 25,000 residents have enrolled in health coverage since we went live on October 1st. And the more impressive number for us is that an additional 37,000 residents have actually completed the online application, and that is just awaiting payment due in December. So we're very, very excited to see this jump in the numbers. Also, you know, our site has seen more than 1 million total site visits and more than 5.5 million page views. So there's the interest is continuing to be there, and we're really happy to see people in the state taking advantage of the opportunity.
Now, how do we know how many of these never had health insurance before? Because the whole goal of this, of course, is to sign up people who have not been covered, especially those young invincibles in their 20s and 30s. Do you have any idea how many of those have been attracted by these health exchanges?
We don't have those numbers quite yet. I will say this, though. The Medicaid newly eligible population accounts for a little more than half of the 24,000, almost 25,000 that we've seen. So that's the new population that's part of the expansion that the state undertook. So it's quite possible that those people may have never had insurance in the past and have been able to go to Washington Health Plan Finder and determine that their eligibility actually qualifies them for free insurance. So we're very excited about that. But we should be having more numbers out about the young invincibles and other groups, whether they've had insurance or were underinsured. Those will be coming up in the next few weeks after we get some more solid data.
Okay, but it's fair to say that the bulk of the business is people getting those free Medicaid policies because the income threshold has been raised under Obamacare.
What we're looking at is probably, I mean, for the most part, the bulk of people who are going to be looking for insurance at this time will likely qualify for free insurance more so than those that would receive financial assistance. That being said, we figured out that probably more than 90% of those who are of the 1 million who are currently uninsured, they're going to receive financial help in one way or another, whether it's free or through tax credits.
888-302-3684. It's free. It's free. It's all free. Calls on this coming up here on Good Day.
Oh, hello.
healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Along with Ken Kessler, our review of where we are in terms of health care. There's a bill, Kenny, that's been put in the hopper that would require the administration to be honest and transparent, so the Republicans say. We were just listening to the discussion about what was going on in Washington State. A lot of the state governors, depending whether they're Democrats or Republicans, are reporting indifferently on all of this. Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says that he's going to introduce a bill today that will require the administration to give weekly reports about the health care exchanges run by the government. The bill would require reports on the organizing activity, the navigators, problems that need to be solved, especially the website, information that's going out to people, how many people are signing up, requiring the administration to be honest and transparent, so they say. 888-302-3684, is that a political move? Here is Bill listening in Connecticut to Good Day.
I'm a self-employed guy with cancer, and I have been unable to get health care. So here in Connecticut, we have our own exchange, and the first day, couldn't get on it. Second day, worked perfectly. I was surprised at how affordable the stuff is, and it's really terrific. So I think that the states that have Republican governors that have opted out and went to the federal ones are the ones having more problems. Kentucky, other places are doing pretty well.
888-302-3684. What's your experience with all of this? Here's Dave calling, listening to the jet in Florida.
I hope that President Obama postpones the individual mandate for at least 1 year. I think all the problems that you're seeing right now are indicative of much worse problems, and probably the most concern to me would be the security. We have how many people involved, how many companies and people involved, information, there's so many things that go wrong. I do believe they need to postpone it. I mean, we've already postponed it for the same kind of reasons for the major companies and that. I think it'd be fair to do it for the people also.
Big Doug on the Big Good Day program. Let's listen to Angela, who's listening to WTNT in suburban Maryland.
I'm a health insurance broker,
and I tried for myself just to set up an account and was not able to do that for about 12 days. But, you know, I have a customer, for example, who was able to set up an account. But what happened in her case is her and her husband do not have any dependents. They're making about $46,000 or $48,000 in income. She was flagged in the system as being eligible for Medicaid, which obviously is a huge mistake. So the system is not working. The other problem that I have is, or it's not really a problem, but this is what I'm dealing with. All my customers that bought insurance from me after March of 2010, they all have to switch. So right now, I'm not dealing even with signing up new customers. I'm just dealing with my existing book of business, sorting through who cannot keep their coverage into next year. And what that means is there's, of course, a lot of people that are getting these notices from Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and other insurance carriers, and they have to switch. And I think that creates more backlog as well, because the notion that everybody who has insurance can keep it, that's not really 100% correct, because they can't. They all have to either buy insurance on the exchange in Maryland or off the exchange.
888-302-3684. There's an interesting sort of tepid overview of, I mean, some people don't even understand the difference between whether you're getting on a state exchange or the federal exchange. Here's James listening to WMVO in Ohio.
You know, to have an elected official who has a fiduciary obligation to represent his constituents, to vote on something that affects the entire nation without reading it, it's complete dereliction of duty. When the Republicans are opposing this and trying to make the people aware of the dangers of this bill and how it's, no one totally understands how what this bill consists of today. Ask the Democratic senators who voted for this thing if they understand it today. They don't understand what they voted for. No one understands what the final outcome of this law is going to be and how it's going to affect the general public.
Yeah, don't worry. It's okay. They got a new guy. There's a new cop in town, a new sheriff in town. He's going to fix everything. So it's the total up to now is 600-something million last week, Kenny. Do we know how much more has been spent on this wealth, on this health care?
I haven't seen any update yet. I'm sure there will be one coming.
Dollars and cents, does it make any? 59 past the hour. This is today's.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.